This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. India and Singapore today signed 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the field of health and medicines, education and skill development, digital technologies and India-Singapore semiconductor ecosystem partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to comprehensive strategic partnership, giving a major boost to India's East policy. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, this morning. During the talks in Singapore, the two leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Taking stock of the robust progress in economic ties, the two sides called for further expanding trade and investment flows between India and Singapore. Mr. Modi and Mr. Wong called for strengthening connectivity between the two countries to enhance economic and people-to-people ties. They also called for acceleration in green corridor projects. Both the prime ministers discussed the outcome of the second India-Singapore ministerial roundtable held in Singapore last month. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said Singapore is not only a partner country but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Prime Minister also added that the ministerial roundtable, which has been established between the two countries, is a path-breaking mechanism. Mr. Modi also announced the opening of India's first Tiruvalluvar Cultural Centre in Singapore. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam. During the meeting, Mr. Modi thanked the President for his passionate support for partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi will later hold meetings with CEOs of Singaporean companies. Mr. Modi reached the island country yesterday on a 2-day visit after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually addressed the first international solar festival being held in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said India's solar energy capacity has increased 32-fold in the last 10 years. Prime Minister said the International Solar Alliance, established in 2015, is growing into a giant tree, inspiring policy and action, and within a short time, its membership has reached the milestone of 100 countries. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the International Solar Festival brings the whole world together to celebrate the sun's impact and will help build a better planet. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, emphasized on uniting efforts to move towards a solar-powered future. Our correspondent reports that the 2-day International Solar Festival is intended to celebrate the transformative impact of solar energy on communities in the ISA member countries. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan. President Drupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indra Prastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to all teachers who shape young minds. The Prime Minister has also written a letter to the teachers saying that their role is very important in shaping the lives of the students by imparting knowledge and guidance. He said along with the personal development of students, the role of teachers is also very important in making them as responsible and capable citizens of the country. Filing of nomination has begun for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third-phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir with the issuance of notifications today. The last date for filing nominations is 12 of this month, while scrutiny of papers will take place the next day. In Haryana, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 16 of September. Polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17 of this month. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this space on 1st of October. Meanwhile, filing a nomination for the second phase of assembly polls in the Union Territory will end this evening. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this space on 25th of September. Counting of votes for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana and all three phases of Jammu and Kashmir will take place on 8th of next month. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian players are set for more glory with several medal events lined up on day 8 today after shattering record books yesterday by registering their best ever medal tally in the history of the Games. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.